Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is a final from downtown, and the results are good. How about this, Bucks fans? A 111-104 victory over the Lakers, and welcome, everybody. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Yeah, the injury list, we got to check that out for the fan here. Thanks for listening here, tuning in. We'll talk about a big-time Bucks victory, but Baby Tausch ended up heading into the day as doubtful to go tonight. I was headed in as questionable. And, yeah, Baby Tausch was scratched from the lineup tonight. So Tim Allen filling in for Baby Tausch as the Bucks get a victory. How about this one, folks? And here's the thing. You talk about the number one defense in the NBA. They showed it tonight. Yeah, although Anthony Davis poured in some numbers, you still had defense that won this basketball game. No question in my mind. How about Wesley Matthews against LeBron did an outstanding job tonight. He also pitched in with 13 points, but he did an outstanding job against LeBron. I want to get your reaction here on this one. Giannis with 34 points and 11 boards, 7 assists, 5 of 8 from three-point land, 7 of 10 from the line. He was playing a good chunk of this ball game, a good many minutes, with 5 fouls. It is a big-time victory here. And, you know, heading into this game, guys, the talk was it's a big test for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I understand that. But nobody ever talked about what kind of test this was for the Los Angeles Lakers. I like to spin that around a little bit. But a big-time victory for the Bucks, and what message has this sent in the East? What message has been sent to the L.A. Lakers in this one? And what message has been sent all around the National Basketball Association that the Milwaukee Bucks are for real, 25-4? And I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know, but this maybe solidifies it if you had any doubt. Man, what a nice game. Just an all-out great defensive effort by the Milwaukee Bucks. Sidney Moncrief, Bucks legend. Let's check in with Sidney right here on the Bucks Post.
Get the perspective of tonight's game from a Hall of Famer.
I love the city of Milwaukee, the Bucks organization.
A Bucks legend.
It's all about the game, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the great game of basketball.
Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, we will hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in Sidney Moncrief, Bucks legend, as he enjoyed every minute of this one. Sidney, a pleasure to have you on. I'm in for Baby Tausch. My name is Tim, but welcome aboard.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing? What a game. What a game.
Absolutely what a game. First thing that stuck out for me, and I would imagine you too, is the defense. Budenholzer comes in highly touted as a defensive guru, and it pays off tonight for sure.
Anytime you generate 14 or 15 steals, 7 block shots, and you create 18 turnovers, it tells fans and people that coach the game of basketball that you were very active with your hands and with your feet. And that was certainly the difference in the game, the fact that the Bucks, they were more aggressive on the defensive end. They set the tone. They created turnovers. They blocked shots. They got steals. And it was just it was really the type of game I expected the Bucks would play. Nothing surprised me about the outcome of this game.
When you played, I'm sure you were in situations like this, but it appeared to me that there was a little tactic that the Lakers were taking on Giannis, and that was to, once they got him a couple of fouls here, they were really kind of focusing in on trying to get him out of the basketball game. Did you notice that?
I did, and the other thing the Lakers did that most teams can't do is they put Anthony Davis on Giannis, which created some issues earlier in the ball game. And what the Bucks did is they started setting the pick and roll with a smaller player. And so Giannis was now matched up against a different player other than Anthony Davis. And that was just great strategy by the Bucks and also by the Lakers. They're one of the only teams that can match up, I think, with Giannis with big on big. And it showed tonight that Giannis still overcame that matchup by being very effective offensively and defensively.
Yeah, it's a 111-104 victory for the Bucks over the Lakers as you're listening to Sidney Moncrief, Bucks legend, on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Baby Taos a little bit under the weather. I'm kind of suffering from the same thing, but a game like this, we feel great after this one. Sidney, let me ask you, what kind of message, and I'm going to ask the audience the same question at 414-799-1250, what kind of message does this send the NBA, the East, and the Lakers collectively?
I don't think it sends any message, personally and professionally, because when you play this early in the year, if people did not know the Bucks were for real with their record, then shame on them. And I think the Lakers just took the game in stride. They've been on the road. It's the last game of their road trip before they go back to L.A. They'll recharge, and when they play the Bucks again, I don't think they'll be any more or any less focused than they were tonight. Probably a little more energy and a little more pep than tonight. But the rest of the East, they know how good the Bucks are. This early in the year, I just don't think you have a lot of statement games. The Bucks did exactly what they should have done because they are the better team. They won the game, and to me, that's pretty predictable.
There's a 29.7 percentage chance that these two teams will meet in the NBA Finals. Now, I agree with you, Sidney, that it is way early in this season, but that's a pretty gaudy number to be predicting that, some sort of analytics or metrics that has equated this out. With looking at today's game, could you imagine a seven-game set between these two teams for the trophy?
I really would love to see a seven-game series because I think what the Bucks did tonight, we kind of knew that LeBron and certainly Anthony Davis to a certain extent, they played in so many big ball games. The Bucks have, Tim, you really can't say the Bucks have not played in big ball games because anytime you go to the conference finals, then that means you played in some substantial games. I just think that to see these two teams in a seven-game series, strategically from a coaching standpoint, it would be so beautiful to watch because of all the different matchups that would need to take place and how you would want to create matchups in your favor, and you would have to do that for seven games, and that's why defense will certainly be the determining factor in the NBA Finals.
These two head coaches did go toe-to-toe in the ball game tonight, and you saw a ton of substitutions, and you saw, I think Budenholzer was really had Matthews mirroring LeBron James. And that was anytime LeBron James was on the bench, he hits the table, there goes Wesley Matthews. So you could almost predict that once we got into this game. Pretty impressive, the substitutions for Coach Bud.
Yeah, he made some good substitutions. I think Matthews is an outstanding defender. LeBron James, typically you need a bigger player on him most of the time. Right now, he's at a point in his career that he's not going to drive by you with speed like he could when he was younger. And so what the Bucks were trying to do, they were trying to press, what we call press up on LeBron, make him penetrate, and then collapse their defense, but still get back out to the three-point shooters to contest those shots. Look for the coach for the Bucks to do the same thing if they play in the finals. Get a player on LeBron, press up, take away his three-point shot, take away his transition game, and make him beat you with the drives.
What did you think of the officiating tonight? I thought it was decent, although there were a couple of calls there that I think the Bucks got away with one with Giannis, and then I think it went the other way too with AD, just a mess going down the lane, and no one touched him, and the foul was called.
I thought the officiating was a little unbalanced. I felt that when they missed some calls the first half for Davis, I felt the second half he got to the foul line a lot of times, and that was not to the benefit of the Milwaukee Bucks. But they had decent control of the game. They didn't get out of control with what we call aggressive fouls, but they certainly, in my opinion, made up for some calls that they missed the first half in favor of the Lakers, and that's certainly not intentional. Sometimes it's just the way the game flows.
Man, this is a very, very good Milwaukee Bucks team. You got to be having some fun here, seeing your old team do this.
Yeah, I play so many games. Basketball is a little different for me. It's more cerebral. It's not as emotional. So I watch games with very little emotion. I'm watching to see what's happening strategically with substitutions, with how they cover sets, with what offense they're running. So my emotions are normally on the shelf when I watch a basketball game.
Well, the final thing for you, Sidney, on a personal note. Can I go back? And my colleagues hate when I do this, having done radio for about 35,000 years. They hate when I do this. I'm going to take you back to like 1980 or 81. I was a young kid, and I had a camera in my hand. And the only time I could get down to the good seats was to sneak down there at the old Mecca. And I took my camera down there, Sidney, and I was taking some pictures. It was an Atlanta game. I think Tree Rollins and Neek and all of these guys were in there. You saw me with the camera on you, and you actually stopped to let me take the picture of you when you were just coming off the floor. I want to thank you for that.
Are you sure I didn't knock that camera out of your hand and call the police on you?
No, I was selling 8x10s at rummage sales, man.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we've always had great, not only players, but people to play for the Bucks, and they have those type of character guys on their team now. And it's going to make a huge difference because they're good people. They're good basketball players. They're good people. They appreciate the fans like we did back in the 80s, and that's going to make a difference throughout the year.
Absolutely. Sidney Moncrief, a pleasure, man. Thanks for the time, and Baby Tiles will check back with you in a couple of games, all right?
Thank you very much. Go Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. There's Sidney Moncrief joining us here after a Bucks 111-104 victory over the Lakers here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Messages sent to the NBA, the East, and the Lakers. Let's talk about it. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen fighting through it. Baby Tausch couldn't go tonight. But, man, what a huge win for the Bucks, and we're talking about it here on The Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
111-104, Bucks get the victory over the Lakers, and now all the pregame hype is all done. All the talking is all done. Now we get results. 111-104, Bucks get the victory. We'll get to you guys, I promise, here in just a second. And get your reaction to this one, as well as what kind of message this has sent to the Lakers, to the East, and to the NBA. Maybe a little early, says Bucks legend Sidney Moncrief. I don't know, man. I think this was a big test for the Lakers. Everybody was saying, well, this is going to be a big test for the Bucks. No one ever asked about a test for the Lakers. Spin that thing around. We'll get to you guys in a second here. defensive play of the game. Mayor Mitch is with us as well. You got to have Wesley Matthews involved here, right?
Yeah, we do. The LeBron stopper, Wes Matthews with a big steal here in the fourth quarter to seal this one.
21-11-11 for LeBron. One to play. Matthews and pickpocketed by Wesley Matthews. No. What a defensive play.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
All right, Giannis in this ball game tonight, 34 points, 11 boards, 7 assists, 5 of 8 from three-point land, 7 of 10 from the line. Let's see if he's involved in our drive of the game, Mitch.
Yeah, 34 points for Giannis tonight. Couple of big ones right here early on in the fourth quarter as the Lakers were making a push. Giannis does his best to hold him off right here.
DiVincenzo and Rondo. Middleton over LeBron. On to Tecumbo. Nice play. Good pass. With a flush and a finish.
Then those of you coming out of the Fiserv Forum wanted to get to you guys as well. How loud was it inside tonight during this ball game? It quieted down a little bit in that third as the Lakers were making their push. A 111-104 victory. TNT, the highlights. As we get to you guys, 414-799-1250. Eric, you're on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post game show. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Tim. Good to hear you tonight. Honestly, I get a little sick of baby Taj. No.
I don't. I miss him.
No, I know, but I'm used to you with the Brewers and everything. But anyway, yeah, huge win tonight. Unbelievable. I mean, to lock down and pretty much control most of the game. I mean, they brought LeBron in there a little late there and trying to, you know, bring it back there. But they pretty much knew they mailed it in. I don't know. I think the Bucks are obviously the better team. And, you know, barring injury, I think could be a finals preview.
Eric, and that's what I'm going to ask you guys. I mean, was there a message sent or did we already know? Did we learn anything from this game? I think it was sort of a message sent that, you know, you come into Milwaukee, you got your hands full, and it doesn't matter who you are.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, at home especially, we're not going to lose in Milwaukee at Pfizer. I mean, so you bring LeBron and them here, it don't matter.
All right, Eric, thanks for the call. Baby Taos will be back with us, on Saturday? After the ball game, 799-1250. Roger, you're next on the Fan. Hey, Roger.
Hi, Tim. I hate to admit this, but I'm glad from a fan's perspective and enjoyment perspective, it wasn't the blowout that it seemed to be headed for. Sometimes you have better teams, a better team playing in the game, and sometimes you have a team playing better. In this case, I think the Bucks were both of those teams during the course of the game. Credit to them that although they seemed maybe a little nervous at time, not everyone was in sync, it didn't turn into turnovers as it appeared to do for the Lakers. But great game.
It really was, Roger. Thanks. Bucks were up by 6 after 1, 19 at the break. Their high watermark up 21 in the second quarter. And it was pretty much in control, though. The scoreboard said it. I know we were a little nervous here for a little bit there. They knocked it down to 5. Lakers got it as close as 5. But when they were at 7, 8, 9 range, it wasn't like I was on the edge of my seat worried about the Lakers coming back. I know the Bucks went cold for just a little bit there in the fourth quarter. They had a shot clock violation. They had an offensive foul, Brooke Lopez with the offensive foul. So you did open the door a little bit to tighten things up. But I agree. It wasn't a blowout, but it certainly wasn't this back and forth affair either. 799-1250. Bucks get the 111-104 victory over the Lakers. I love saying that. 25-4 now during the 2019-2020 championship season. We go to Mike. Mike, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, bear my voice. I've been trying to get out for 3 days. I don't know. You got a new call screener, but here goes. Talking to Baby Tausch a few Bulls games ago, we agreed this could be a finals matchup. You know, if healthy. Are you there?
I'm here. I got you.
What do you think about that?
No, I could easily see that. Oh, for sure.
There's, you know,
this is the most likely combination in the NBA Finals. They've got it. I don't know where I picked this up. It's one of the sites has it projected at just under 30%.
And one more thing. Took mom's. She wanted to see her first Bucks game 9 years ago. So I took her over to the Bradley Center. Sunday win, last game in a month. January, freezing cold, over to Knicks. Sat behind the Knicks bench for $150. It was the only game they won all month. So, enjoy, Bucks fans.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Mike.
Man.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, this could be a message sent by maybe both the Lakers and the Bucks to a little bit of a preview of what the NBA Finals might be. No, I get you there. I was a little nervous prior to the game starting. I normally don't check these things because oftentimes it really doesn't matter. But I did notice that one of the referees in tonight's game was one Mark Davis. Those of you that follow Bucks basketball just day in, day out, every game, you know all about Mark Davis. I've had some issues with Mark Davis going back to a couple of years ago in a playoff series. We'll take a break. We will get to you guys' reaction here. Lakers fall to the Bucks tonight. That is sweet. 25-4 as the Bucks get the 111-104 victory. Baby Tausch on the shelf. He was doubtful coming in and then listed as out earlier this evening. And I was questionable coming in. We'll give it a go tonight talking to you guys. What message has this sent the East, the Lakers, and all of the NBA for that matter? Pick and save. Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim in for Billy tonight here on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks get the huge victory over the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll hear from Coach Bud coming up in just a little bit as the final score, 111-104. Tim Allen in for Baby Tausch tonight. Billy on the shelf a little bit, but you know we watch this one. Cup of chicken soup in hand, maybe a little bit of the munchies going on. And Bucks victory, 111-104. We'll get to you guys in just a second. 799-1250. I'm not sure it was a huge message sent, but it was a message sent to the NBA. You beat AD and LeBron, and you hold them in check, at least in terms of competitive. I know AD got his points. But LeBron just didn't seem to be LeBron-like. He took a lot of shots, missed a lot of shots, too. I think he ended up with 21 points. Giannis, 34 in the effort tonight. 5 from 8 from three-point land, knocking down his free throws, too. 7 of 10 from the line. And he played a good chunk of minutes with 5 fouls, as did LeBron. And for a while there in the fourth quarter, they were both playing with 5 fouls. And you're just wondering, somebody fouls out, is that going to be what tips this game into one direction? Are you kidding me? Moment, Gene Wagner Plumbing. Let's check in with Mitch. What do you have, Mitch?
Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo, are you kidding me? 5 threes tonight, a career high. Here's number 5, a big one in the fourth quarter.
A lot of fouls on the floor. Antetokounmpo. 3-point!
Wow. Oh, man. TNT with the highlight right there. 799-1250. He starts doing that with consistency. I mean, look out. And you can tell, guys, and that's been really the conversations that have been happening on and off the air for a while now, and that is his mid-range jump shot. And you remember, he was going to be dedicated to fixing that, and it looks like it's paying off a little bit. Fruits of some labor paying off for Giannis here. Because, again, I know last game I did, he was 5 of 7 from three-point land. Tonight, 5 of 8 from three-point land. I noticed a trend there. Bucks over the Lakers, 111-104, 799-1250. Message sent around the league to the Lakers, to the East. Let's go to John. John, you're next on the Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, not much, Tim. I was just, I wanted to. Matthews really showed his defensive prowess tonight against LeBron, and I feel like just going off what you said as well, Giannis hitting all of his threes, it's kind of crazy thinking back to last year when he didn't even have a jumper, and now you can semi-count on that, and it's exciting to think about what he's going to be able to do come playoff time when he has, you know, another half of the season under his belt. And I really think that it may not be, you know, it may be too early to tell, but I think we really could make a finals run, and it's great to be a Bucks fan right now.
It really is, and I agree, John. Thanks. They're definitely going to make a finals run, right? I mean, isn't that a given? Isn't that a slam dunk, if you will? I think the goal has to be to win it. Don't you think at this point? I mean, it's been 2.8 million years this late in the season that a couple of four-loss teams have faced each other. I mean, these two teams are legit good. There's no question. I think to a certain degree, the Bucks sort of slapped them around a little bit. They kind of did. It did tense up a little bit there, as I said in the last segment. It got to within five, but it, for the most part, was a teen game. And I mean T-E-N. They were in the teens a good chunk of this game. 13-point lead, 15-point lead, 16-7, 19 at the half, as high as 21-point lead in the second quarter. And again, you knew the Lakers were going to make a push. And they did. And they got up to within five. But immediately they bounced right back and extend that lead into double digits. You do have this little, I don't know, the little butterflies in your stomach a little bit when you're up 15-16 a good chunk of the game, and all of a sudden it's down to single digits. And I know that those of you that watch it on TV, and you can see it. Those of you that listen on the radio, you always hear the term, the single digit. Ah, they can break it to within single digits. And I get it. I was a little nervous too, but not freaking out at all. Message sent to the East, the Lakers, and the NBA as a whole. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're next on the Fan. What's going on?
Hey, Tim. How are you tonight?
More important, how you are.
We're doing swell. It's always great to get a victory like this. I think I would agree. There's a couple of different perspectives here. I would agree that the message has been sent, but here's what I think. The message doesn't want to be heard by those outside of Milwaukee, because every so often when I tune on the national shows, They want to talk about how great the Lakers are and their record, and the Bucks have an equally as good record. But the Bucks, they're not players yet, and I think that's just flat out wrong. And I think until we get to the finals and win it, they're not going to give us the respect.
I agree with you, and I'll let you finish. But I agree with you that you turn on the national shows and even some of the coverage tonight on TNT. It's all, you know, Luka, and it's all Kawhi and George, and it's all LeBron and AD. And I understand these guys are very polarizing superstars in the NBA. And they want to say that you need the two-headed monster to win the NBA Finals. But when you have the depth, and I think that's what they're missing here, they're just starting to catch on. I would say this, Jim, that they're starting to, and it's just scratching the surface. You check 2 weeks ago, talk to these national guys, They weren't touting and rejoicing over the Bucks' depth. They are now, and they will after this win.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that as the season goes on. Because here's the next piece that I start hearing every so often is, where's Giannis going to be next? And I think the next is in Milwaukee. And honestly, I don't think people want to see Milwaukee as a premier team. And maybe that's just my, you know, Milwaukee chip on my shoulder. But I sure as heck hope that Giannis does stay around and the Bucks become a force, because people won't know how to deal with that.
Still earning respect, the Milwaukee Bucks with a 25-4 mark. That's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
All right, Jim, always a pleasure, man.
All right, take care, man.
Message sent? Maybe not then. Maybe they're slow learners. This team is deep. They're deep, and maybe we're the only ones that kind of realize it in this area. 799-1250, that may be the message sent, that you don't need the two-headed monster. That may have been the message sent tonight as the national perspective was out there. TNT and Marv and the whole deal, LeBron and AD and Giannis, same floor and same record and a couple of powerhouses going at it. Maybe the message sent was that Giannis and company could very well be good enough to win the whole shooting match. 799-1250, Dan, you are next. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
More important, how you are.
I'm feeling great after this win at the game tonight. It was super exciting. All I can say is that I do think it's our deep bench that's really helping this team. George Hill was clutch tonight, clutch. And that was what was huge, I think. I mean, Giannis obviously is Giannis. We expect that from him. But it's our other players that are, like, stepping up in key moments that are making the difference. And I'm just excited. I think this is going to continue. I do think LeBron and the Lakers played much like we did against Dallas a few games ago, or last game, and I don't know if that's the true team we'll see in the playoffs, but with that being said, it was an amazing night.
Well, what message did it send the rest of the NBA, the Lakers, and the East?
Well, everybody knows we're the real deal here. I don't think this is, I mean, I think everybody understands it's us and the Sixers. We have two really strong teams in the East. With that being said, like, it's I don't think we've seen the entire Lakers team and a few of the other, like, Clippers. We handled great last game, but, like, at the same time, I don't know if we've seen all they have to offer. With that being said, we're amazing. We're going to keep doing it.
Dan, were you at the game tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, you said you were at the game.
It was live. It was exciting.
Okay, let me ask you this. To me, and again, getting the crowd mics on some of these broadcasts, I got to say, I don't know who's setting them, but use your ears, not your eyes. Just right. Listen. Whoever's setting these crowd mics. But anyway, I sensed that there was almost a portion of the crowd, a good chunk of the crowd. You guys were sort of almost in awe that this matchup was in front of you. It was like, whoa, what's going to happen here? And it almost took a little while to actually get into things and get into rhythm.
I would agree. Yes, there was also quite a few Laker fans in the crowd tonight. With that being said, like, I don't know, I was excited. Our crowd was excited around us. We were super, I mean, we had the chance of the fear to deer and everything else going on. Like, I don't feel that's going to be our problem. You know what I mean? It's not going to be based on our loudness. It's going to be based on what we're doing right now as a franchise, and Budenholzer and the rest of the crew. They're taking care of business.
Dan, thanks for the call. Pretty impressive. Right. It really is. It's pretty impressive. It's pretty cool. We'll take a break here. Still to come on the show, we'll hear from Coach Bud and Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel, and JS Online, all part of the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. After a Bucks win over the Lakers, 111-104, Mayor Mitch is alongside. It's Tim Allen in for Baby Tosh tonight here on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Welcome back. Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen in for Baby Taos tonight. And what a game to work tonight. Wow. What a game just to kick back. What is tonight? Thursday night? You notice no NFL games. NFL games got flipped to no more Thursdays. They get flipped to Saturdays. So you had just absolutely exclusivity on this Bucks victory over the Lakers, 111-104. They lead by 6 after 1, 19 at half. They were up by 21 in that second quarter. Lakers come on back. You could feel the momentum swinging there late in that third quarter. And the Bucks did maintain an 8-point lead after 3. So you look at the numbers, and they win by 7. So up 6 in the first, 19 at half, 8 after 3, and then a 7-point victory. I mean, I won't say that the game was completely managed and in hand for the Bucks, but it was not just a victory. I think it was, and it wasn't a blowout either, but it was a pretty solid win over the Lakers. It really was, if you look at it like that. 111-104, Giannis, 34 points, 11 boards, 7 assists, 5 of 8 from 3-point land, 7 of 10 from the charity stripe. George Hill, 21 points off the bench. Middleton, 15. Wesley Matthews, 13. And some incredible defense. As good as Giannis is, as good as he played and the numbers he poured in, I say the player of the game is Wesley Matthews. I think he is the X factor. We'll get to back to your calls in just a second here. Mitch, are you going to agree or
no? That's exactly where I was going to go, Tim. I mean, Atta Wes boy. Matthews was, he just never let LeBron get comfortable, especially early going. You know, LeBron's the type of guy that's going to try to impose his will. And I'm going to be honest, LeBron out there looked a step slow. I don't know. Maybe it was the end of a road trip for the Lakers. I'll give them that asterisk.
But they did have the day off yesterday.
They did. And, you know, LeBron spent a lot of energy against Indiana. They lost in Indiana on Tuesday. LeBron missed a lot of free throws down the stretch. He wasn't burning people off the dribble like he has done for so many years. And Wes Matthews, I thought, did a great job on him one-on-one. And we've said that now a couple of times in big games this year. And Wes's offense has come and gone this year, but I think the defense has really kind of been an improvement, dare I say, from Malcolm Brogdon. I was thinking about that on the way in. I just the way he gets in front of guys and just he's sturdy. True. He's not very tall. He's about 6'4", but he is just he's always moving his feet and he's right there.
You do have a couple of themes also. I like Korver coming around. He did hit a big three in this game, but then he missed the next two, and then those were in the fourth quarter. Just critical times there. He did hit one, but he stepped out of bounds. That would have been the dagger there. And I think that would have, I think the Bucks were up 15 at that time, would have made it 18, and it may have been that runaway victory. But Brook Lopez still trying to find it here. I don't know. Maybe that's for another night, but that's tough. They need him, and they need him to continue to splash mountain these threes, and he needs to get back on track. 799-1250, X-Factor indeed is Wesley Matthews in the 111-104 victory. Let's go to Caledonia and say hello to Mike. Mike, let's talk some Bucks basketball.
Hey, what's up, Tim? Man, it's a nice little surprise to hear you on the Bucks postgame tonight.
Just filling in Baby Taos. He can hardly speak.
I've been working my ass off, too, so I understand.
Yeah.
Sorry the language. But, I mean, the Bucks look great. I mean, we're so deep. This is the best Bucks team ever. I don't care what the old school guys say. I'm sure the 70s and 80s were great, but we never been this deep. We're not even playing DJ Wilson. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. Every time he sees the court, he balls out. And I think he would be a sixth man on at least half the NBA teams. And he's probably, what, our 11th man at this point? He played probably like 10 games or something. I'm so excited for this year. And this is probably our best chance to win. And I'm sure there will be lots of chances to win the championship in the future, but this is our best chance, and I hope we seal the deal, Tim.
Yeah, me too, man. I just we could use that in the state of Wisconsin, a Super Bowl, a World Series, or an NBA title. There's no question, and it may happen.
We could use a World Series and an NBA title more than anything. I mean, we got the Packers. They've been great for a long time, but I think if the Bucks or Brewers win, find a way to win sometime in the next few years, I think that would bring that. I mean, that's like a dream come true for me. I'm 29 years old. I was born in 1990. If the Bucks, and I've always said my whole sports fan career, that if the Bucks or Brewers win, I'll be satisfied. I just need one win out of them.
Well, I think you're going to get that. I really do, one way, shape, or form. Mike, a pleasure, man. Thanks for calling.
I'll meet you
on Wisconsin Avenue when that occurs for the parade, either Bucks or Brewers. Before the break here, our buddy in Anaheim, his name is Vincent, always talking baseball with me all summer. Now we're going to talk basketball, Vince.
Hey, what's up, man? First of all, I appreciate y'all stepping in, you know, doing that radio thing with your voice, man. You know, it does work on you.
It does. It's a kind of a chest thing. It's going around, man. Everyone gets sick. No big deal.
But, man, I'll keep it real, man. I was wrong. I called when you all lost against the Mavericks, and I said, get ready for a back-to-back loss. My last thing I did say, because I thought the Lakers were going to do it. But we got to keep it real and look at it. Bench points. George Hill, 21 points. If you look at the Lakers' bench, only 4 points coming off the bench. That's unacceptable. And if you even take, say, for instance, you take George Hill's points, you cut it in half, what's the score now? You know what I mean? You guys did stop LeBron. I think LeBron, that's the way LeBron is, man. He plays in the West. The West is still the best conference. So, you know, he has to hustle around, and he wanted to win that other game they lost, so it can be even a better game coming up. So, but, you know, what message it sends to the East that you ain't playing around. This ain't no, like you did last year, man. This ain't no fluke. But it sends to the whole NBA. It just says, man, they for real. It's still early, though. Everybody's going to say it's still early, so it kind of doesn't matter. The Lakers can say, hey, look, y'all beat us, but you're not even in our conference. We don't even have to worry about you until best of seven series. But, you know, it's a good win for y'all, man. I was wrong, but you got to look at that way. George Hill coming off of your bench is more productive. You know, our Lakers bench, they got, you know, Cousin when he comes back, Dwight Howard. They got some names on the bench, but it's nothing. Rondo, 2 points from Rondo, man. That's
there's always – Vincent, there's always this mystique when the Lakers are in play. You know that? It's just such an iconic franchise, and I understand that. I do. But I wonder if the storyline of the Milwaukee Bucks is one of three. Is it Giannis? Is it the depth? Or is it the defense? I'm pretty impressed with this defense.
I think it's a little bit of both, Giannis and the defense, because I was going to tell my friend, he asked me who's going to win today, and I said Lakers, because, you know, I'm a Laker fan. But I said Giannis knows how to play by himself. Giannis knows how to, you know, throw it on his shoulders, do what he has to do, and take care of the team. You know, see, with LeBron, and, you know, they have two stars. So LeBron can maybe, you know, not have a good day, and look at Anthony Davis. He stepped up. And basically, Anthony Davis and Giannis cancel each other out point-wise. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know. And so it's both, man, plus the defense. If you make, like you said, I forget here, somebody said, you make LeBron a little bit uncomfortable, he's not going to be doing what he normally wants to do. So y'all stop him, and I'll give you y'all props. But
all
see
right.
What happens when you come to Staples Center, baby.
Okay. All right, Vincent, we'll talk again. I know that. All right, thanks for the call. Listening online, radio.com app right there on his phone. It's free. Download that, and you can catch all these shows. Hit the rewind button here. Baby Taos and the gang, actually, he was off today, wasn't he? Wendy's Big Show was talking about earlier this afternoon. Tim Allen in for Baby Taos tonight, a 111-104 victory. Bucks over the Lakers, and it's a 25-4 mark. It's interesting because after the loss to Dallas, now, if you take inventory, the four losses, Boston, Miami, Utah, and Dallas, the Dallas game was a little disappointing, but again, you're not going to win every single game. Was reading again this morning about the chances of these two organizations going at it in the NBA Finals. Upwards of 29%. I don't know how they come up with this. I really don't. Because there's a lot to get to between now and, I don't know when the finals are. What is it, May or June? I mean, we're talking 6-7 months away from right now. But nonetheless, the forecast is good, if you will, for the Milwaukee Bucks. Matt Velazquez, Journal Sentinel, and JS Online will join us and get his take on this victory over the Lakers. We'll hear from Coach Budenholzer. And if you guys want to jump in here, 414-799-1250, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim in for Billy tonight here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velazquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
111-104 victory over the Lakers tonight for the Bucks. Tim Allen in for Baby Taos tonight. He is way under the weather. And so I'm on call, and I know my role. But what a game to do. I mean, what a place to be, the Fiserv Forum tonight. Lakers and Bucks going at it, both of them coming in 24-4. And we'll go to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome in Matt Velazquez from the Journal Sentinel and JSOnline.com. On Twitter, Matt_Velazquez. And Matt, big win for the Bucks. And I know it's early. I get that. You know, in football, you can send a message. There's only 16 games. In baseball, sometimes, you know, it takes a while to send a message. You only play the Lakers a couple of times throughout a season. Was there a message sent to the Lakers, the NBA, and the East tonight, or no?
You know, I would say yes. I think that would be my opinion. I think the Bucks certainly said something tonight. Giannis especially said something with his, you know, 5 of 8 three-point shooting and just the way he played throughout the game. Wesley Matthews, I think, said something with the way he defended LeBron James for most of the night and really, you know, held his own. I think, you know, there are a bunch of guys in the Bucks that said something. And as a team, they said something that, hey, like, you know, right now they have the best record in the league. They've beaten both L.A. teams here in Milwaukee. They also beat the Clippers without Kawhi and PG in L.A. You know, so this is a really statement win for them. Though, as much as I say that, Giannis doesn't agree with me. Giannis after the game that this isn't a statement. This doesn't say anything. This doesn't mean anything. You know, he's like, yeah, we have the best record in the NBA, but no one's going to remember that. Like, that's not important. We can see them later on this season, maybe after that. Like, it's not a big deal. You know, so he really tried to throw as much water as possible on it, even though I would argue the contrary.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say it's L.A., it's the Lakers, and the mystique of the Lakers, and I do get that. I certainly do. But it's LeBron, and it's AD now, and it's this big test for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think you had asked Giannis some days ago or whatever. It was Giannis saying, yeah, this is a big test for us. The first thing I thought of, Matt, it was, what about the test for the Lakers? I mean, spin this around. At some point, you got to start getting respect to where other people are getting tested against you. And I just think that at some point, the national scene is going to recognize the depth, the defense, and Giannis and this team as a whole.
If they don't know, I don't know when they will. That's really my question. I think the Lakers had respect for the Bucks. I think coming off their loss in Indianapolis a couple of days ago, you know, they were saying, you know, they weren't hyping this game up, just like the Bucks weren't hyping it up, but they did say, hey, this is the best team in the East. They're a really good team. You know, we got to be ready for them. You know, so I think that they have the Lakers' respect, and they've had it. But, you know, the national conversation is always going to be the Lakers until the Bucks, you know, force the conversation in a different direction. And I think tonight goes a long way in forcing that conversation into a different direction.
It's certainly a start. I agree with you, Matt, for sure. As what can I ask you, what's going on with Brook Lopez? I mean, he still has to, I don't know. It would be a nice asset to have back here if he gets together here. It seemed maybe a sign or two of breaking out of this thing. But Korver, it's nice to see some improvement there. Your thoughts on those two guys?
You know, I think Brook, the shooting just hasn't been there, but, man, everything else has. I mean, tonight he had 4 steals. He had 3 blocks. He was really, you know, anchoring that Bucks defense.
playing well. They went to him a bunch, playing through him in the post when Giannis and Middleton were out with four fouls, and he got a critical bucket, on the baseline. Then on the next play, he kicks it out to Korver for a three. Those were huge plays that the Bucks really needed at that time. Brook hasn't been the same splash mountain that we saw last year, but you know, everything he's doing defensively has been incredibly important over the course of the season, even though he's been slumping, and his ability to create out of the post is something that the Bucks have been able to go to time and again when they need to kind of throw a curveball. I think Korver, you know, he had a great game on Monday. Tonight he was obviously used less, but he had a steal early in the game that kind of helped the crowd get into it. Helped the Bucks build a little bit of momentum. He made that big three off the Lopez kick out there late in the game or late in the third quarter. He's going to be that kind of energy guy who comes off the bench, tries to make a few things happen with his shooting. But he also is showcasing a little bit more now that he can help in other ways too. And those other ways are definitely beneficial for the Bucks.
Yep, in regards to Brook Lopez, here I go again, man, being a fan, only looking at points and home runs and the 3-point and the whole deal. Well, the one thing I do look at a little bit more was tonight's game with Wesley Matthews. His defense was amazing.
Oh, it was outstanding. I mean, I didn't know exactly who they were going to throw at LeBron. Obviously, you know, the Lakers go so big with that starting lineup where they have JaVale McGee, AD, and LeBron all playing together. And they matched it up where Brook Lopez was on JaVale McGee, and then they had Wesley Matthews on LeBron James, and they generally kept Giannis. They had him on AD, but they tried to let him roam a little bit more. But Wesley Matthews, just the way that he bowed up and he took that challenge of guarding LeBron, and he helped hold LeBron. I think he was like 0-for-5 in the first quarter, couldn't establish any rhythm. I know LeBron was a little bit miffed at an early foul call on him when Wesley went up for a shot. And, you know, he thought that, you know, he didn't touch Wesley's arm and the refs did. And it was kind of, you know, he was immediately going back and forth with the refs about it. And maybe that affected him in some way. But Wes, his defense was fantastic, the way he was able to make everything difficult for LeBron. Obviously, you know, he still got his. He still scored 21 points. Had 12 rebounds and 11 assists. He still got that triple double, but he did that on 8 of 19 shooting. And Wes basically always in his pocket, and just a really standout night from him.
Yeah, it's just he is an amazing player, man. At his age, continuing to do what he's doing is pretty incredible. But Wesley Matthews did step up certainly in this one. Well, Matt, I appreciate the time, but a huge win for the Bucks over the Lakers, and baby Tyler, we'll have you on Saturday.
All right. Well, I look forward to it.
All right, very good. Matt Velazquez on Twitter, Matt_Velazquez. And check his stuff out, Journal Sentinel and JS Online. And he joined us right here after the Bucks' victory over the Lakers on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yeah, the only thing to take a look at here is Eric Bledsoe with that shin. Still projected to miss a little over a week from right now, somewhere in there. But, I mean, they did all this without Bledsoe.
It's a right fibula avulsion fracture.
Avulsion means that is that it pulls away from the bone a little bit, I think.
Dr. Tim Allen.
That's right, Dr. Allen. So
also,
that's about
Tim, Dragan Bender has an ankle injury.
Uh-oh.
Ruled out tonight. We'll see. Going forward, huge loss for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, well, with the depth that they have, I think they're covered, Mitch. I really do.
They should be
fine. Coach Budenholzer on the other side of the break. Also, we're going to hear from Giannis as he has a 34-point night and just a couple of assists away from a triple-double. He got into foul trouble, but he still played aggressive, and that's the thing. I mean, he's going to lay it out there, but we'll hear from Giannis as well as Coach Bud. After the break here, Pick and Save post-game show presented by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen in for Baby Towels tonight. Huge win. Huge win over the Lakers, 111-104.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
A win over the Lakers is always a good thing, especially when they come in at 24-4, identical marks, and powerhouses in the NBA. Tim Allen in for Baby Towels tonight. And if you're anything like me, and when there's a huge win, or you're a huge fan of a team, you just want to absorb everything Bucks basketball right now, don't you? When the Brewers are on a roll, you just want to absorb everything Brewers, but you want to hear from the players. You want to hear from the coach. You want to talk about it. You want to hear other people talk about it. You want to hear reporters talk about it. So I appreciate you staying up with me tonight. And well worth it, as we're going to hear from Coach Bud. Giannis on the way after Coach Budenholzer. And then we'll hear from tonight's X Factor. And I don't think it surprises anybody. I think Bucks fans are knowledgeable enough to know that Wesley Matthews' defense was outstanding tonight. So we're going to hear from Matthews coming up as well. We'll absorb more Bucks basketball after a nice big win over the Lakers. Here's Coach Bud.
You know, great for our team to get back and play after losing on Monday, and just proud of the effort, especially defensively, first quarter, first half, where we could create, whatever it was, 16, 18-point lead. And then we felt like we kind of just held on from there. But, you know, the crowd was amazing. It's a good night for our team, for our organization. So, it's just a good win.
Coach, you talk about defense. You said they did well tonight. What was it? Was it moving their feet? Was it forcing tough shots? Was it rebounding? What did you see specifically?
You probably got to do all that if you want to be good defensively. So if you leave any of them out, good teams and good players will expose you. But I think just our overall activity in the first half was good. I would, say that LeBron James is playing at such a high level, such a great player. But, I thought Wesley Matthews really did a great job of making things difficult on him, trying to make him just, not necessarily get to his sweet spots, get him a little bit out of his comfort zone, which is not easy. And then the activity around it. And I think Davis getting to the free throw line is, we'd love to clean that up. But, I think there was a little bit of everything defensively.
When you take a look at this night with Chris and Giannis, they both pick up four early in that third quarter. Can you take us through kind of what you're thinking, how you're trying to balance that out the entire game? There's a spot where maybe you could challenge Giannis's fifth. Like, there was a number of different situations there. How did you try to balance that out this?
Well, I let both of them play a little bit after they got their four, just to, not instantaneously take them out. I think it's good to learn how to play with fouls a little bit. But I, didn't leave them out there very long. So that's the first decision, is, leaving them both in. And even though it's brief, I think it's still a good opportunity for them to play with four fouls. And I think Chris came out first, and shortly thereafter, or about the same time Giannis got his fourth, he played like another minute or two. And so I like the fact that they get, just that learning opportunity. And then we've been good. I don't know if we've been good with both Chris and Giannis out of the game, but just feel like there's early in the year we had foul trouble with Giannis, and our guys found ways to make enough plays, George and Irsan, and it wasn't a great quarter, but we survived, and I think it's a good win considering how much foul trouble those two had. And the challenge at the end, it's a tough, the block charges, I think they're going to be hard to overturn, and so you just kind of held on to it, and just kind of ride it out.
Coach, do you feel like the three-point shot is becoming now maybe even a source of pride for Giannis, to, whether he knows it or not, he hits a career high with a national TV audience and was pretty dialed in after, I think, one errant shot. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know what the proper correct word for him, but, the thing we've been talking about is just his confidence is growing. The willingness to take him is just the first step. And, then I think he's going to have results. He puts the time and effort in. I'm just really happy with just, you know, you feel it in him. You see him where I think, and they're big shots too, you know, momentum changers or, you know, to put us back up, you know, double digits or 14 and force a timeout. So I'm just really pleased with where he is on his three-point shot and his mentality there.
Coach, players talk about improving all the time, you know, talking about it, working at it, but to see the actual progress come at this point of his career after winning MVP, I mean, just what does that show? I feel like it's pretty rare.
Yeah, no. I mean, Giannis is very rare. He's very special. I think a lot of players keep working, keep getting better. It's you know, part of our league. It's part of being a professional. But, you know, what Giannis does in the summer, the amount of time he puts in before practices, after practices, taking care of his body. You know, but I think everybody, as special as he was last year, I think even, you know, opponents and you know, his peers, I think, see and know that he can get better, and he's doing it. He's putting the time and effort in, and, you know, we just feel fortunate he's our, and we're excited about him and our future.
And there he is, Coach Budenholzer, after a 111-104 victory over the L.A. Lakers. And I just think the guy is super smart. I do. And his comment right there, when both Middleton and Giannis got their fourth fouls early in the third quarter, not to yank them right away, I think it's brilliant to let them go a little bit. I mean, what a buzzkill. And they probably, it may have surprised both Middleton and Giannis that they were not taken out immediately. But, you know, to have these guys continue to be on a learning sort of ascending kind of role, I think is big time for Coach Budenholzer. I do. And to let them learn how to play with four fouls, and it paid off. It did. It keeps your confidence up. And then additionally, when he's talking about Giannis hitting the threes, again, what a weapon, guys. What a final piece of that dude's game as a pro. Wow. I mean, if he gets confident and maintains it with his shooting, outside shooting, it's going to be amazing, absolutely amazing. Speaking of which, Giannis, let's get his comments after a big Bucks win.
Man, I think the whole team was focused from start to finish. We knew that it's going to be a 48-minute game. We were able to, you know, defend real well, you know, show bodies in the paint, you know, make them, you know, put the ball on the floor as much as possible and make plays. And it was a team effort, you know, from start to finish.
Five threes for you. Can we put the shooting questions to rest?
No, I'm going to keep shooting. I'm not going to, you know, it doesn't matter if I made one, two. See you, Costa. Five. I just want to be better. I want to keep getting better and be working on, you know, my game. And, you know, there's going to be some nights that I'm going to make zero. There's going to be some nights I'm going to make five. But I got to keep shooting because that's what my team wants me to do.
A lot of people talk about
I'm sorry. Do you feel like this was a statement game at all? Two best teams in the NBA?
No. It wasn't a special game. Doesn't count. Like, it's great, you know, that we are the number one team in the NBA right now. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we might see them, you know, down in the end of the season. So nobody's going to remember about this regular season game. You know, our focus is to take it, you know, step by step, game by game, get better, improve as a team. And, you know, our goal was not to lose two in a row, and that's what we did. It wasn't who we were playing. We were playing the Lakers or we were playing the Clippers. It doesn't really matter. We just look, you know, ourselves. How can we improve?
What gives you the confidence for that final one that you had in transition, just to step into that? Did you see AD too far back? Just
I knew, you know, of the rebound. I'm sure, like, I was just, you know, coming down, hoping that he'd be, like, two steps, you know, back. And I wanted to pull up that three. You know, it's a momentum play. You know, I was in foul troubles. You know, I just wanted to be aggressive. And miss or make, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's all about, you know, the confidence and, you know, having the mindset to, like, take that shot.
Come on, Giannis. Come on. Don't rain on my parade. This was a huge win. This was a huge win. I might think that kid is too nice to be a professional athlete. Mitch, what do you think?
He's learning how to be. I think he's sort of getting that American swag. You know what I mean? finally the last couple of years. But
well,
yeah,
the mean mug is helping, but I think a lot of people laugh at that.
Well, Tim, he actually had a moment tonight where he hit that one. I think it was that highlight we played earlier, the fifth three of the night for Giannis. He made a gesture where he put on the crown, the king's crown, as okay. if he stole it from LeBron.
Yes.
So I don't know.
just amazing.
He's getting mean on the court.
But he's right in shooting. Continue to shoot. Continue to gain confidence doing it. His team wants him to do it. His coach wants him to do it. And if he gets good at that, look out, NBA. Just look out. Multiple MVPs if that thing gets going. No question. Defensively tonight, yeah, a team effort, but Wesley Matthews to step in and take on LeBron. LeBron did have his 21 points, but you could tell he was affected by the defense of Wesley Matthews. Let's hear from Matthews.
Yeah, got instilled early at a young age from my mom. She's like, I don't know if it was a challenge, more of a threat to guard the best player. And, you know, it's an honor. I look at it as a privilge. And, you know, a guy like that, a guy like LeBron, arguably the best player to play this game, all you can do is just try to make things tough, make things difficult for him. And credit my teammates. You know, I got a tremendous line behind me that can meet stuff at the rim and they cover up for any mistake that I might make. And, you know, it's a team effort.
What type of statement do you feel like this
I don't know. I don't know if we don't really look at it as a statement. You know, we look at it as a game that we needed to take care of at home after having dropped one to Dallas. And it was the next game. Obviously, it was a hyped up game. Two best records going at each other. And, you know, we're thankful to have come out with a win. You know, for the most part, I think we put together a solid 48-minute game. But still things that we can improve on.
When you see Giannis career high, 5 threes, what does that do for the team? Because the whole stadium erupts every time he takes one.
I mean, you know, we come to expect it. You know, this guy, he works. He works on his craft, and, you know, I don't know if we expect 5 threes from him, but, you know, he's going to take big shots. He's going to make big shots. That's what big-time players do. And, you know, it was obviously we needed him, and we welcome anytime he wants to hit 5 threes in the game.
You have your celebration when you hit a three. It looked like Giannis put a crown on after his fifth one tonight.
I didn't catch that.
You'll see it all over.
I'm sure we will. talk to him about that tomorrow. Good.
Yeah, there he is, Wesley Matthews, one of the good dudes in the game of basketball, that's for sure. And a Bucks 111-104 victory over the Lakers. Team unity in the answer to the question if this was a statement game, and we talked for the last good hour and a half about any kind of messages sent throughout the league. They are well grounded, the Milwaukee Bucks, here in 2019-2020's championship season. They really are. Seem to be united on the front that it is the next game. It's going to not get too ahead of ourselves here. Big time victory. I loved it. As a fan, you know, the players can say what they want. As a fan, this was huge. National scene, it was LeBron, and it was Giannis, and it was AD, and there was defense, and there was some fouling, and yeah, it was a great game. You know what the Bucks are missing? And I'm going to go ahead and just make the proclamation or prediction now. It's going to be a buzzer beater, a win at the buzzer. Mitch, what do you think of that?
Just something to galvanize the team, you know, yeah. and get the fan base that much more juiced. I agree. I would love to see it. I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, it kind of has, actually. I mean, they got beat by Utah earlier this year, but yeah, maybe that's coming soon. In the meantime, Baby Taos will be back in and on next game, Saturday night. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Mitch, thanks for the help. I do appreciate that. My name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to The Fan. Smile.